This is Pastor Joshua Swilly, and you're listening to the Hope United podcast. We pray that this message is a blessing to you. God, I thank you, Lord, that you would give us peace in this time. God, a peace that passes all understanding. Lord, that's what you promise in your word, that even when we don't understand the outcome. We don't understand everything that's going on. We don't understand how it's going to turn out, but we know that we can trust in you because you never fail. Your word never returns void. And God, we just put our trust in you tonight. We put our faith in you, God. We know that there's some talented people out there trying to solve the problems of the world, trying to solve the coronavirus. But God, our faith really lies in you. And so we put our faith there. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. Well, I'm so excited to share with you something that God gave me this morning. I think this is right on target for all of our Hope family. And so it's from Matthew 12. If you want to go there with me, you can go right to Matthew 12. I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation, verses 9 through 14. That's Matthew 12, 9 through 14. And it says, then Jesus went over to their synagogue where he noticed a man with a deformed hand. The Pharisees asked Jesus, does the law permit a person to work by healing on the Sabbath? And they were hoping that he would say yes so they could bring charges against him. And he answered, if you have a sheep that fell into a well on the Sabbath, wouldn't you go work to pull it out? Of course you would. And how much more valuable is a person than a sheep? Yes, the law permits a person to do good on the Sabbath. And then he said to the man, hold out your hand. So that man held out his hand, and it was restored, just like the other one. Then the Pharisees called a meeting to plot how to kill Jesus. Isn't that amazing? Jesus performed this wonderful miracle. God did this amazing thing, and immediately people are plotting to do things to harm Jesus. A few things that we have to look at when we look at this scripture. Beautiful story. First thing is Jesus noticed. And I want to tell you right now that Jesus is not unaware of what's going on. Jesus noticed this man. He saw that this man was struggling, he was infirmed, he had a deformed arm. And right now, God is not unaware of what's going on in our world today. He notices, he's aware, and he has compassion. Jesus had compassion when he saw this man. He wasn't looking down with judgmentalism. He wasn't looking to crush this man with the law or with some type of burden on him. He said no. He noticed him and he had compassion, and he's moved towards this man to do something, to be activated into ministry. I think we can learn something from that as the people of God, as believers, that we should be moved to ministry. We should be moved with compassion and moved to love people as we see this is a time when people are struggling with fear, struggling with anxiety, and some have even caught the coronavirus. And so what is our response as the people of God? We're moved in the direction of people that are hurting. So first thing is Jesus notices the man. The second thing is there is an old mindset that the Pharisees have. Now, this is the problem, is when the Holy Spirit is trying to do something, oftentimes there's an old mindset that gets in the way of what the Holy Spirit is trying to do. And so we have to make sure first that we don't have the old mindset, because sometimes we say, well, God, you did it like this in the past, and God, you normally move this way, and God, we normally have church this way. But Jesus was moving a different way. The Holy Spirit was inside of Jesus doing something new. And so what happens when God does something new? Are you ready to move with it? Are you ready to be a ministry tool and a vessel in a time that's God's doing something different? So don't get stuck in the old mindset. Don't get stuck saying it's got to be this way, it's got to be that way. You know, it's got to be how it is in Scripture, but Sometimes we lock ourselves into only ministering to certain people or only ministering a certain way. But if we can get out of the old mindset, I believe prophetically, this is a time that people that are aware and moving by the Holy Spirit are going to have some creative and powerful opportunities to minister to people that are hurting. While other people that are stuck in the old mindset, they're going to miss it. They're going to miss out on being used by the Holy Spirit. They're going to miss out on a beautiful opportunity to touch people that are hurting, that are worried, that are full of fear. When Jesus, the heart of Jesus, and the movement of the Holy Spirit is to reach out and touch those that are hurting. Reach out and touch those that are full of fear. Reach out and touch those that are just burdened with anxiety. You walk in the grocery store, you walk down the street, you walk in Target, you walk in Walmart, you see people that are burdened by anxiety. It's like they come in and they're like on a military mission to get toilet paper or to get groceries or get whatever, supplies, you know, and it's deteriorated into this anxiety. But what happens when we allow the Holy Spirit inside of us to be a ministry to those that are full of fear and those that are just, they're worried, they're concerned during this time? So the other people are stuck in the old mindset. Jesus notices ministry opportunity, but others are stuck in the old mindset. And then Jesus heals. I love this. Jesus heals. It's an inconvenient time because it's the Sabbath. That's not the way we normally do it, they say. But Jesus says, we're going to do it. Even at an inconvenient time, he does it at an inconvenient time. He does it at an unorthodox time. I hope you get this right now. Jesus reaches out and he heals the man in an unconventional way and an inconvenient time. For many of us, this whole coronavirus, it's been inconvenient. And so the movement of the Holy Spirit, though, is not hindered by that. He can move in an unorthodox way, and he can move at an inconvenient time. The people of God have to be ready to move with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit many times is going to move at an inconvenient time, a time we would never suspect, and in a way oftentimes that we didn't imagine. So let's be ready. Jesus heals the man at an inconvenient time in an unconventional way, but Jesus did heal. I love it. God is aware and God is desirous of healing people. God wants to be the healing, the healer. He is the healer and he wants to be the healer to so many people. For God so loved the world, right? He loves the world. He's aware of the world and he wants to heal what's going on right now. And I love this last part before I move on. Jesus did not move when they expected him to move, but he was right on time. The Holy Spirit, we may not move when you think he's supposed to move, but he's right on time. You've heard this expression, he may not come when you want him, but he's right on time. Well, the truth of the matter is it's not that he's ever late. It's just that his understanding of timing is different than ours. So we can't tell the Holy Spirit, not right now, or Holy Spirit, you're late. The Holy Spirit knows exactly when we need to move, and he needs to move with us. So Jesus heals. Next, I love this part. I love this part. This is what Jesus tells them. Jesus tells them, if you had a sheep that fell into a well on the Sabbath, wouldn't you work to pull it out? Of course you would. How much more valuable is a person than a sheep? Oh my goodness, I hope we get this as the Christian community in our hearts and in our spirit. People are so valuable to God. People are valuable to God. He's not looking down and with judgment, looking for people to die and looking people to have disease. No, he's looking down and people are valuable to him. John 3:16 tells us, for God so loved the world, the whole world, he loved everybody so much that he gave his only son. He loved and he gave and he loved and he gave. And right now, God is wanting to give solution. God is wanting to give answers. God is wanting to give healing. That's exactly right. We see it in Jesus. And Jesus said, how valuable are people to God? God's desire is that everyone would be saved. That's my answer. That's what I hear from the Holy Spirit on the coronavirus. God's desire is that everyone would be saved. That's what the word says. And yes, it's talking about many times in the eternal dimension, but yes, even in the natural dimension, God wants people to turn to him and him to be their healer. So that's one of the beautiful things that God wants to do in this season. Also, at the end of this, so sad. It says, verse 14, after all this happens, this healing happens, then the Pharisees called a meeting to plot how to kill Jesus. My goodness. Jesus does this wonderful miracle. This man is forever changed. His life is transformed. His life will never be the same. He had a revelation of who Jesus is. Maybe not the full revelation, but he had a revelation of who Jesus is. And the response of the Pharisees, the response of people with the old mentality is they begin to plot how to kill Jesus. Some will be blessed by what you do in this season. God, the Holy Spirit's going to put some things on your heart, and some are just going to be forever thankful, forever transformed by what God does through you, what God does through his church. Now, other people, Jesus said, it's going to be a stumbling block to them. They're not going to get it. They're going to be oftentimes upset about it. Watch out for this. Watch out for people that get upset when God is doing something out of the box. When the Holy Spirit is healing people in a different way. When the Holy Spirit says, I'm going to move this way. We are God's church. We are God's community. Can we move? Can we respond to the Holy Spirit? And not let it be a stumbling block because it's something different than he's asked us to do in the past. Can we do that? Amen. So the question is, what is God saying to you in this season? How does God want to move through you in this season? Don't just get a hold of faith for yourself, but get a hold of faith for somebody around you. We were talking about on Sunday how you might need to give somebody around you some faith on loan. They don't know about it. They don't have it for themselves. Maybe they don't even deserve it, but you're giving them some faith on loan. Maybe they're lost. Maybe they're frustrated. Maybe they're full of fear in this season, but you're giving them the faith that they need, and that is beautiful before the Lord. I love this. I want to read for you a couple more scriptures. Ephesians 5:16. I'm going to start in verse 15. So be careful how you live. Oh my goodness. Come on, church. Be careful how you live. Don't live like fools. I think about this every time I get in the grocery store. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Oh, come on, get a hold of this. This isn't just a problem. This is also an opportunity for God to show his goodness. I hope you get a hold of this. Every time the enemy moves, it's an opportunity for a counter move from God. And God wants to show his goodness. God wants to show his healing power. God wants to show the beauty of his church. God wants to show how his people can step up and be salt and be light and be the answer and be hope and be faith and lift the community. So I read this to you again. So be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. We got to understand what God wants us to do. The Holy Spirit's moving inside of us. He's telling us what he wants us to do. So we have to step out in faith. Live in faith. The just will live in faith. The just will walk by faith. The just is going to talk to people by faith and be a blessing. One other thing. Ephesians 6. I'll give it to you from verse 10. A final word. Oh my goodness. This is right here to close out our devotion. This is good. A final word. Be strong in the Lord, in his mighty power. Somebody needs to hear that tonight. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. I'm going to say it one more time because somebody's going to receive this right now online. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the whole armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities in the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in heavenly places. You're not just fighting against a virus in the natural. The devil's trying to take you out. The devil's trying to take people out in the world. We not only need to stand in the gap for ourselves and our family, we need to stand in the gap for our nation. We need to stand in the gap for our world, because we're not fighting against flesh and blood enemies. We need to put on our whole armor. Put on the armor of God. Better than any mask that you can put on. Better than any hand sanitizer that you can use. You know, I'm not saying don't use it, but I'm saying better than it. Better than Clorox wipes is the full armor of God. Get some of that. Get some of that. Get in this word. Get on the full armor of God. That's what you need. The mighty power of God. It's life-changing. It's transformative. Because we're not just fighting diseases in the natural. We're not just fighting panics and epidemic in the natural. We're fighting something that's wicked that's behind the scenes. And we have to bind it up in the spirit. We have to put on our armor in the spirit. We have to walk in faith in the spirit. And we have more than enough power through the Holy Spirit to defeat any foe. If you believe that, you better just type amen right now in the comments. But I want to pray with you tonight, because I want us as the church to stand together in this time and encourage one another. That's why I'm coming to you, streaming to you live right now, is we got to encourage each other. Because sometimes that when we get together, that faith rubs off on each other, and some of my faith gets on you, and some of your faith gets on me, and then we take our faith to a higher level, and we're a blessing to our community, and we're talking about Jesus, and other people are talking about a sickness, and talking about coughing, and talking about this, and we're talking about, well, Jesus is the answer for the world today. Jesus is the answer for infirmity, and whatever's going on in your body, God has the answer. This is the best medicine that you can find. It's called the Word of God. It's called the things of God. It's called the Spirit of God. One of my favorite scriptures. The same Spirit that raised Christ. Come on, get this in your heart today. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead is alive in your mortal bodies. That's in your body right now, is the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And let me tell you something, a power that can raise people from the dead is so much more powerful than any sickness, any disease, any respiratory infection, any coronavirus. The Holy Spirit of God has set up shop inside of you when you invite him in, and everything changes. You have the most powerful vaccine inside of you, at work inside of your body right now. And it's called the Holy Spirit. Let me pray with you right now. God, I thank you, Father, that you would touch, God. God, be a blessing, Father, to each and every person that's here in this, God. God, I thank you, Lord, that the just will live by faith. God, that you're strengthening us now, even now, God. Lord, that we move in a spirit of faith. Not a spirit of fear, God, but a spirit of faith. Lord, I thank you, God, that you've called us to be salt and light. You've called us to be not just hearers of the word, but doers of the word, to take this faith and do something with it, God. It's for such a time as this that you've called your church. It's for such a time as this, God, that you called your people to stand up, and not even the gates of hell, not even the craziest, wickedest strategy of the devil is going to be able to stand in the face of the church and the Holy Spirit that's at work inside the church. So I thank you, God, even though we're not together in person right now, we are together in purpose. Even though we're not together in the flesh, we are together in the spirit tonight. And I thank you, God, that you would just knit our hearts together. Knit our hearts together, God. And thank you, Father, that we would move in such a spirit of faith. Such a spirit of expectation. Every time the enemy tries to do something, I'm expectant that God's gonna supersede that. Every time the devil tries to pour out wickedness, I'm excited to see how God undoes what he does. Because God is so much more powerful. He has all power. And he has given all power to Jesus Christ. And Jesus has given us his name. And when we speak the name of Jesus, things begin to move. When we speak the name of Jesus, mountains move. All you need is a little bit of this faith tonight. All you need is a little bit of faith right now in your spirit. Just a couple of millimeters of faith right now, and you're going to begin to speak, and things are going to begin to move right now. And no longer will faith dictate, no longer will faith paralyze you, but you're going to speak to the mountains, and the mountains are going to move. Lord, I thank you for your people. I thank you for what you're saying to your people, God. Let us respond to your voice. Let us respond as you're calling us higher. Let us respond, God, as we come together as your church in this hour. In Jesus' name, amen. I just want to give you an opportunity to give. And one of the greatest things that we do, and it's part of our worship, is we give. And so, even though we're far away, we're still connected. And you can give by text 77977. You can text your gift. And I just pray that God would bless you. Even bless your finances in times like these. That even when you think that maybe your source is a little bit uncertain, I'm praying that God is going to reveal to you how he is your source. And how he's going to bless what you do have, and he's going to multiply it, and he's going to open up other channels. He's going to open up other doors to bless you other ways. And don't be afraid. Don't be fearful, because God has got you. God has got, I hope you hear that tonight. God has got you. He's got you covered. He is still Jehovah Jireh. He's still the one that provides, the God that knows exactly what you need and exactly how to provide it for you. So when you give tonight, don't give because you're scared. Give by faith, because we know in faith, if we give, we're going to receive 30, 60, 100-fold. And that's what I'm believing for right now for you, that God would multiply you. And it says in the Word of God that Isaac, he sowed even in a time of famine, but God blessed him. Even in a time when it seemed like it was the wrong thing to do, Isaac planted, and he got 100-fold return. That's what I speak over you, that God would just bless you. I want to encourage you, Sunday, we're going to have an amazing stream. I know you're just looking at me tonight, and that's all right. Sunday, we're going to have a beautiful service. All the worshipers are going to be here. It's going to be loud with some drums and some praise and some yelling, and we're going to get wild for God. And so even though we can't be here together, we're going to be putting together the most beautiful, powerful service. You can tune in, and on Sunday, we'll get together again. I'm going to try to put some encouragement out there for you, give some extra devotionals, short ones during the week, just to encourage you. Be encouraged today. God loves you, and God is fighting for you. In Jesus' name, amen. We are one family in faith. Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Please consider planting a seed in this ministry. Any seed helps us get the gospel message out to those that would otherwise not hear it. If you want to give, please click the link below in the episode notes. If you're in the area, come visit us in Pembroke Pines, Florida. May God bless you, and may you possess the promise God has for you.